That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I hope everybody has enjoyed the first week of the 4th of July. Actually, when we're at the 4th of July, to me, we're halfway through summer because it begins at Memorial Day. So now we are going to have sun and fun, I hope, especially this week. This is a very good week to relax and just lay back. It won't be in that way too much in August because we'll be working in August. Tonight is going to be a teaching show, and I want to talk about creating and accepting change. That is the one thing that we are all going through. It has been a very trying and harrowing almost 2 years, year and a half, with the virus and everything else. And so many people seem to have taken advantage of the rest of us because of COVID. Everything is COVID. Everything is blamed on COVID. In the meantime, some of the changes that we have seen are okay, and some of them are not. I want to clear this up spiritually more than economically or politically. So let's see if we can go through a few things and talk about what's coming. Success, reducing and reversing climate change, is not happening as it would need to in order to stop or reverse the direction that the climate is going in at this time. We are having less and less transformation with regard to the collective consciousness in dealing with climate crisis and change. Currently, those who oppose changing lifestyles, opposing changing government regulations, opposing changing behaviors, opposing changing from the convenient to the inconvenient truths, oppose putting the climate needs, earth needs first, are choosing not to change their stance and choosing not to change. People are working and will not participate. And it's their free will. It's our free will is given to us by the grace of God. And we can decide yes or no, right or wrong, good or not good in our minds. They strive to establish their influence in the behavior of many millions of people around the globe. This no change state of consciousness is still strong and therefore delaying more and more the behavior change which would prevent ever-growing climate disasters on the earth. It is a case of metaphorically but also realistically not facing what needs to be done. Now, yes, we've made a lot of changes and we've done a lot of good things, but there are so many that are resisting drastic changes that need to happen now in order for us to continue on this planet in a safe way. It's like Nero fiddling while Rome burns. Those who work to support the changes needed will it feels like they're selling change of behavior ideas as if they're selling margarine on TV when you hear we have to change, we have to this. And a lot of it is fear-mongering. Try our brand of butter. It will help the climate. As if to suggest to the people and entice people into buying something. This approach to selling the climate crisis is not working. It is only trying to convince people logically. It's based on the economic of changing the behaviors and thinking in the world. It's based on convenience. It's based on money. It's based on convenience, as if it were simply a choice to make at the grocery store. But the result of change, the disasters that are happening to us now, are not and will not be convenient in any way because the destruction that's happening to people, not just pocketbooks. These disasters don't offer a choice of people to make. These disasters that people are now experiencing and which people are soon going to be experiencing more of, don't ask politely. They don't say please. The disaster's only message is here, people. This is now your life or death. The disaster's only choice to give us when these events happen is people choose today your life or your death or your loved one's life or death. I'm thinking about the building in Florida that collapsed. I'm thinking about what they're blaming it on and how there was plenty of time to take that building and take care of it. And handle it. It didn't have to happen. But of course, everybody resisted it because it cost money. Everybody said, I'm going to keep living this way. It's not going to happen. And then, of course, it did. The people who dominate the decision-making around the world, in general, as a whole, are not strongly invested in changing lifestyles. Nor are the people who elect them who want something easy and convenient. The tendency is to be strongly invested in living the way one always has lived in the past. This entrenchment, this anchoring of one's life with the perspective which they grew up with, perspectives and beliefs like everything is fine. There's nothing that needs to be done. We can keep on doing the same thing. This state of consciousness, this point of view, major change, perspective, belief system is so prevalent that it slows down any major changes which would otherwise prevent so much of this coming destruction. The entrenched belief, for most part, is that these events may happen to humanity, but they don't happen to individuals. They're not going to happen to me. Of course, I'm telling you this because I can sense and feel a lot of what's coming. And I don't know any other way to let you know what's coming unless we begin to change our consciousness. It's as if the planet were driving, it's as if on a planet we were driving down a road and the signs along the road, which are many, say, don't use this road. There's danger. Danger ahead. The road is out. It ends in a mile. Don't use the road. And then we keep driving because we don't think that it's the end of the road. Danger, bridge is out. It's not usable. Turn around, turn around. Take another route. This route is not safe. Pay attention to those signs. And so many are still saying, we're fine, there's no problem. We'll keep going as it is. The population of the planet is nearing 8 billion. And this number is growing. And this number is absolutely significant because of the impact on the planet. The resources are needed to help 8 billion people live at the speed of which 8 billion people consume the resources. There's waste, there's trash from 8 billion people who have consumed the resources. And the luck of any, and the lack of any significant handling of the waste and trash of these 8 billion people. And you know that there's lack of handling the waste. Nobody knows what to do with it, so they throw it in the ocean. And then look what happens to the ocean. Add the refusal of so many people to change many different behavioral ways related to any of these problems. Then add in the social beliefs, the religious beliefs, the economic beliefs, the everyday beliefs that we should be able to do it without any economic inconvenience, which is the contrary to opening up our minds to different ways of thinking and living. So what does this all mean? What about the COVID pandemic? It's not the worst problem we're facing in the decade ahead. Vaccines have been helping a considerable amount to return to some kind of normalcy and as to how we live momentarily. But the climate crisis is decades long and centuries long. And there is no such thing anymore as normal. We don't live in that world anymore. There is no normal. People will not ever live in that world again, at least not for hundreds and perhaps thousands of years. I was with people tonight at dinner, and I learned that the Everglades is being shut down. Why is the Everglades being shut down? Because we are overrun with python snakes. And they are everywhere, and there are billions of them. And they're eating all of the animals in the Everglades, and they're eating everything they can see. And this is very sad. They don't know how to get rid of them. They can't do it anymore. It's overrun. So what is coming? What can we do? This means that in the U.S., yes, it's a contributing factor in 200 years. The U.S. will one day break up into three or four nations. I've been saying that for years. It's going to break up into three or four nations in the 23rd and 24th century because of many factors, which include responses and opposition to responses to climate change, as well as lack of cooperation and lack of political will to do what is needed. And I think that's what bothers me. Everything is going on that's very chaotic and dangerous, upsetting and destructive. And nobody is doing anything about it. they're all turning their heads and say, well, we're just going to keep living this way. And if you consider what I'm saying to be negative, drastic, pessimistic, despairing, doomsdaying, hopeless, you're right. It is all of that. The future starting today is written in sand. But the future that started in 1900, 1945, and 1960 has already been written and has been fulfilled. The future starting in 1980, 1990, and 2000 has already been written and it's been fulfilled. Think of what you'd rather have. Someone crying out in the wilderness, someone yelling that the flood is coming, so build an ark. Think about what it was like to be Noah, who did listen to what he was told and build the ark. Think about how people around him responded to him, trying to warn people. That guy is crazy. What is he doing building that? That's crazy. You know how it is. The biblical story is based on truth. There was a massive upheaval that caused a great flood, and there have been other major earth changes in the history of the planet which caused supreme upheaval, major number of people who have died. Think Black Plague. Think major flooding. Think earthquakes. Think tsunamis. Think ever-growing larger hurricanes. Think about why Atlantis doesn't exist anymore. Now that's a thought. Why doesn't Atlantis exist anymore? Think about why people don't even believe that Atlantis ever existed. How this land was so completely and wholly removed from the face of the earth. So much so that few believe it actually could have ever existed. Thinking instead that it could possibly have happened because events that destructiveness, then that destructed it, I'm sorry, could never have happened. Now let's think of Hurricane Harvey. I had a friend who passed away at Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey was very devastating. Think of the man-made events which could have caused great numbers of deaths, injuries, and destruction of property. And now we're faced with realizing that we don't need bombs to go down that old road that leads to Danger Bridge out. Your lives are in danger. No one wants this. No one wants to experience these events of sorrow and suffering, much less think about them or talk about them. No one ever wants to believe that these levels of destruction are possible. No one ever wants to think events like Fukushima or the Indonesian tsunami could just happen with very little warning. No one ever wants to think that signs on the road saying, turn around, danger ahead, are real. No one ever wants to think that we generally are making things worse, not better, by continuing to live life as if there weren't any problems. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It is a call-in show. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. I believe I do have a caller. Julie from North Carolina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. No, that's fine. I'm glad you did. I was just listening to all of what you had to say. And a lot of that I was thinking about, so I don't know, maybe you had some kind of DSP or something of what I was thinking, you know, about the things that are going on in the world.
Yeah.
And
well,
there's
a lot more. Did you have a question for Let's Find Out, Julie?
Well, you know, a lot of it's kind of like what you already talked about, but I was just curious about this. Do you feel all these lethal viruses that are being unleashed out on the world are like a form of biological warfare? And also,
I do.
I knew there was something that many years was said that they wish to depopulate the world to like 50,000, and you know, like say the fittest survived. Are we experiencing that now, or is that later to come?
I think that it's a combination of things. I think that we have a lot of fear-knocking, a lot of fake news, and a lot of lies coming from the wrong people, coming from the people we're supposed to trust and have faith in. I think that we really need to look at what and who we have faith in. It isn't a person. It isn't a president. It's having faith in ourselves and following our blessed higher self and going within. It's that simple. The answer is security. The answer to security are communities, families, and people helping each other. That's the way it is. I think we've gone beyond the ability to trust the outer world. We need to learn to trust ourself. And we need to learn to believe that when we get our messages inside, that we're not driving down that dead-end road and being told to turn around. If you wake up in the morning and you sense very strongly that you need to make a change in your life, start asking why and start listening, because you won't be sorry. If you fight it, if you say, I'm not going to change my life, I know I'm unhappy at my job, I'm not making enough money, but I'm going to keep going and see what happens, then you're not opening up to the ray of God. You're not opening up to what God wants. The only thing that God can do is give you the plan. You have to work it out. You have to follow it. You have to be the one to say, okay, I'm going to see what happens because I'm going to do as I have been guided. So we can be guided by our inner self. We cannot be told. We cannot be ordered. We can be guided. Like Julie, I would say, I suggest that you go and interview at a certain place. Go see a friend of mine or something. And you could either go or not go. That's your choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you go, I'm not going to listen to her. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm miserable, but I'm going to stay here. Then you're not following the ray of God. Because the ray of God comes in many, many different ways. And it comes through our intuition. It comes through an experience. It comes through a thought. It can come through a phone call. It can come through something you're reading in the paper. A million different ways.
So these are all messages from God or our spirit guides, would you say?
We are living in dangerous times. And we are certainly living with people that have created disasters, no matter what they say, no matter who they blame. It's not the bat, let me tell you. No matter who they blame, no matter what they say, you cannot hide the truth. The truth is the truth is the truth. And you can point to somebody else, and you can be chicken licking, and you can be all those things. But it isn't going to happen, and things aren't going to change unless you go through the experience. I worked with Louise Hay. Do you know Louise Hay, Julie?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you know Louise Hay?
No, I don't.
Okay, you should Google her. She wrote the book, You Can Heal Your Life, and it's in 10 different languages all over the world. She sold 100 million copies of that book. Uh-huh. And the whole basis of the book is to look within. Follow your guidance. You can heal your life by meditating, by slowing down a little bit, by listening to your inner voice, and by following that. And I can prove it because I did it. And I've done it time and time and time and time again in my life. You might want to read Unlimited Realities. That's the book about my life. It's on Amazon. And it describes how you make a change and what happens when you do, when the universe supports you. And the universe is not going to support you if you resist because you're throwing in blockages. And that's just the way life is. But anyway, I want to thank you for calling Let's Find Out. we do have to go on to our weekly cosmic tip. And please call again when you get a chance. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now it is time for our weekly cosmic tip. We'll be back after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 12th through July 18th, 2021. It's summertime, summertime, summertime. Finally, the Leo energies are filled with carefree smiles and high spirits. Happy, light energy opens the week on Monday with the Moon conjunct both Venus and Mars in an I want to go out and play, let's just have fun mood of Leo. On that same day, Mercury trines Jupiter and exudes an intellectual open mind, bringing a bit of substance to the frivolous good times. On Tuesday morning, Venus and Mars line up with each other to help put action into your desires. This has been building up all month. Tuesday is a non-stop glamour day, making it an excellent time for shopping, changing your look, and unleashing your sensual inner seductiveness. Both planets are in Leo, so heartfelt talks, creative projects, and fun are all supported. A Virgo moon puts you to work on Wednesday, while the fun-loving vibrations continue through Thursday as the moon trines Uranus and Pluto. This adds a spot of daring, spontaneity, and confidence to the energies. On Thursday morning, the sun makes a harmonious trine to Neptune. Now, Neptune likes to dream, fantasize, meditate, and flow through the day. When you add in a Libra moon on Thursday and Friday, romantic fantasies are one possibility. No one will feel like working throughout the weekend. Saturday has a challenging opposition between the energy Sun in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn that wants privacy. The difficult side would be in dealing with obsessive people or those who try to force their thoughts on you as well as their way. The good side of this transit helps you to release what it is time to let go of, be it through a garage sale or by processing out old emotional beliefs. The Scorpio moon continues on Sunday, along with a mixed bag of planetary aspects. Keep a low profile on Sunday and don't expect to finish all projects you begin. It's time to forget about duties and obligations, get off the grid, and enjoy life. Hey, want to go to the beach, anyone? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to either ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBSRadio.com, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. Now, I've been sitting here and telling you and trying to warn you about change. And I'm trying to tell you that we need to do that in a way that is spiritual, that touches us, our hearts, our children's hearts, our husbands and families' hearts, and reaches out to the community. In so many ways, we are still sitting down and having a picnic on the train tracks. In the distance, there's some sound or sounds like a low whistle, and we can choose to believe it's only the wind, normalcy, and ignore it. But there are some people over there yelling at us, something to do with the train, but we don't see it. So we tell them to go away and to leave us alone. They don't really know, and we're not moving because we don't see anything. And it's easy to tune them out. Turn off our hearing so that we can barely hear anything said or any now faint whistles. Or maybe it was that wind. What we thought, and only for one split minute, could have been a warning, which we found easy to forget. And so we continue with our picnic on the train tracks while the train is heading towards us, shaking and vibrating more and more for some unknown reason. And of course, we never look up. Is there any good news? Yes. The good news is not just knowing that the human beings are resilient and that human species will survive the climate-related destruction, which has happened and will happen in the years to come, and possibly centuries ahead, and without needing to live in bunkers or hoard guns and food, which is not helpful or wise. Because living in bunkers and hoarding food is separateness. And what we're learning and what we're experiencing and the change that's coming, the biggest change, will be togetherness, cooperation, security, depending on each other, and building families and communities. Yes, the human species will survive, but many individual persons won't, as we're watching every day in the world. We have made magnificent transformational changes all through the 20th century. The disasters which we have so far been able to avoid would have made today's disaster look like stepping into a rain puddle. And so it is possible. The struggle to move and to more transformational changes has been and is getting more difficult as more people choose not to participate and instead directly oppose helpful steps. We cannot change those who exercise their own free will given to them by God, but we can take a look at our own actions and our own beliefs. We can take a look at every day at what we could do on a particular day. We can take a look at our beliefs, our inner self work, our responses, our efforts at healthy living, our efforts at healing our relationships, our efforts at meditation and prayer, our efforts to cooperate with each other concerning better decisions for our lives. And we can take a look at how we then may be helpful to others in their lives as well. We can take a look at different parts of our lives with inner guidance. We'll find the answers to the questions. Ask this every morning. What can I do today to help? What can I do today to help, Lord? Thank you for your energy today. Thank you for sending me my life experiences. Thank you for introducing me to people and to events and for opening up a channel where I can help. Technology won't save us by itself. Technology does not have a heart or a mind which feels the compassion and unity with others. However, there are some new technologies that are slow in making headway, in which decades ahead, hopefully in this century, will help to slow down the vehicle driving down the old road heading towards even greater disasters. Technology, in fact, here's an example. In the 2020s, Toyota and Honda car manufacturers, already working on even better electric cars, will continue to make headway. Toyota stock and Honda stock are good buys and will be even better in the 2020s and continue to go into the 2030s. Toyota is already a good stock, being ahead of the game, and Honda will make a great breakthrough around 2026 that will cause their stock to shoot upwards. And I thought it might be by now. And there are other tech areas which are worth mentioning. I do see sad news about the Amazon jungle in South America. The size that it is now today, July 11th, 2021, will be reduced to half this size in only 15 to 18 years. Do you remember 15 to 18 years ago, 2006? There is little progress or willingness by those nations and the powers that be to stop the massacre of the trees and the foliage in the Amazon. And they are devouring all of the natural resources which have helped to control our weather. This will trigger even greater numbers of hurricanes in the Atlantic, which will trigger many destructive changes and many lives lost along the U.S. eastern coast, from Florida all the way up to Virginia, with some hurricanes reaching Maine. Some islands in the Caribbean are foreseen to disappear underwater permanently. Land disappearing underwater has happened before, especially with Atlantis, and especially in the Atlantic. My son bought an apartment or a condo on one of the islands in the Atlantic, and he wanted me to be happy for him. I wouldn't let him see me shed a tear, because I knew what was coming, and it will come. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm teaching tonight, and I'm showing about change and how we really, really have to make an adjustment to become more resilient and more helpful with what's coming to us in the future. And now it's time for our break. So I'll be back to you after this message. And there's a very special message by William Vitalis.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Water. It's known by many names. The Muslims call it Jal. The Hindus call it Pani. The Christians call it water, but to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I
if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away. Because we all drink from the same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Or I can call it Krishna, or Allah, or Jesus, or Jehovah, or Buddha. But to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. We all.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that is a beautiful song by William Vitalis. It's called Water. And it represents the entire world. I've been giving you some heavy stuff tonight. I know I have. And so the next question is there any hope? It is absolutely possible to be misled if someone feeds us exactly what we already want to believe against someone. I'm going to say that sentence one more time, and you can meditate on it. It is absolutely possible to be misled if someone feeds us exactly what we already want to believe against someone. And let's talk about hope. There is hope in letting go of the past way, of continuing to attack people in our minds, in our hearts, and in our words, of behaving without awareness and living without considering the consequences. There is hope in the letting go of trying to get back to what made us comfortable back then and what we think must be easier. There is hope in looking at our lives today, right now, and asking, what can I do today? There is hope in working at enacting new ways of living and letting go of any old ways of living, which brings harm to and in any form, and hold on to this because we think it's easier. There is hope in thinking of ourselves as one member of a multi-member community and enacting behavior to further this thought instead of as an individual who can go it alone. I'm on the plane, so now we can go. There is hope in looking for new ideas of living, new behaviors for living, and new determinations for living. There needs to be a real soul shift, a spiritual shift in everyone, and we can move forward with hope. There is hope in believing that God is not something far away and must therefore be interested much in helping with my facing life challenges and hardships. There is hope in believing that we do have help, which we don't even know about. There is hope in finding new resources within ourselves, finding new courage, finding new determination, finding new willingness to learn. There is hope in believing that others believe in me, and there is hope in believing that others, in uniting and trusting them and working with others. I have said for decades our best source of health is both giving and receiving. It's at the local community level. Let all of us at the local community level bring in a oneness. When things go horribly wrong, let's be there with the shovels, the brooms, the rubber boots, the bottled water, and the muscle to help dig out a mountain that just fell on top of us. There is especially hope when we are one of the people with the shovel trying to dig others out, because we then know that hope lives within ourselves. There is also hope when we can care with our hearts for the people in our lives, our family, friends, and community, because when we are involved in helping and being helped, we recognize the caring that is the same in someone else's heart. Someone else standing right next to us, wearing those muddy rubber boots and working with a shovel, just like us. There is hope because God lives inside our hope. God is the hope. God is the caring spirit alive inside of us. We must never forget that and know that it's always there. God is infinite hope, never-ending hope. God is infinite caring, never-ending caring. Caring about our lives and always working to help us get back up when we've been knocked down. God is the one standing next to us carrying the shovel to help dig us out. And God is the one within our own self when we picked up that shovel and helped to dig someone else out. Living through the times ahead will be very similar to how we are living now, but only in regards to our taking life one day at a time. What will continue to drive us through the living one day at a time is doing the best we can with whatever we have. There's no going back to a world that will never return to us, but there is going forward. Going forward today, starting today, looking for new thoughts, looking for new belief systems, looking for new ideas and new actions and behaviors. The perseverance within humanity comes from doing the best we can with the life we live today, and then keeping an eye open to see if anyone else needs help to do the best they can with what they have today. You know, I just spent a week with a dear friend. Her name is Lynn, and she came over to help me with my huge move from Pennsylvania to New Hampshire. And in helping me, I helped her. I helped her by giving her financial aid. I helped her by talking to her about her life, and she listened to my life. We even went through old pictures together because we've been friends forever. Our mothers were pregnant together. And when she left today to go back home, I felt so satisfied and so full of joy, happiness, and gratitude, because I knew for sure that she had helped me so much and that I had helped her. Community does not ever mean and has never meant me first. It means all of us together. It means no matter what road we find ourselves on, when we come to that old road, all of us together get out our shovels and make the road better for all of us. It means that we come to a bridge that is too horrible for life. All of us together look for ways to build a better bridge and to continue our lives together, knowing that we need each other. We need each other because we have been designed to need each other. And we can, with hope, find ways to be the community which we need help from and which needs our help. And sometimes the community can be the whole planet. As individuals, we can only do what one individual person can do, affecting our own life and the lives of those around us. As people, we can only do what people can do, but we can only do what people can do if we unite with others, cooperate, and everybody's working for the benefit of everybody else, instead of using our own individual fear and prejudice as a weapon to strike out at others who are trying to gather people together and get on board that ark. Think about it. If we never considered working with or never wanted to work with others around this before, we can never be too late. If we begin and let today be one day, day one of one day at a time, with today being the one day and the future which starts today, only the written word in sand so far can be rewritten. So we're creating change, and I'll leave you with that. It's time for our meditation now. We're going to listen to Miss Barbara Streisand explain that there's one God. And we'll finish with Richard Shulman, which is going to take us into the unknown. So stay with us for the meditation. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Millions of stars placed in the skies by one God. Millions of us lift up our eyes to one God. So many children calling to Him by many a different name. One Father, loving each the same. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow, and it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new fifth dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy. with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.